Welcome to VFN Radio, to the Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful first hour to be able to release the words that God has so stored up in us. Wouldn't it be terrible to warn people after the fact? Oh, no, 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 no. We're going to let you know. Be right with you. Praise the Lord. Those that are listening to VFN Radio right now, if you're riding down the road, crank her up. We're going to be talking to you about prophetic words, visions, and dreams. Sounding the alarm on God's holy mountain. For those at the office, put in your earbuds. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You are listening to VFN Radio, and I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is the one and only Mako, Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. That, I mean, the first hour, we were just talking about so many things we wanted to lose for so long now, and we are rapidly going to be speaking to you. You know, about a lot of different words that God is saying and said and visions that he's given us. And we're going to talk also about other words that have come to pass. But realize we're going to try to make them available to you on the VFN TV blog. You go to VFNTV.com and you click on the blog and you can go to prophetic words, dreams, and visions, and it comes up. We're going to be talking to you more about an earthquake we already talked to you about one that came as a sign that Chuck Pierce talked about. You know, I believe his ministry, Zion Ministries. I'm not sure. I have to check that out again. But you can see his ministry on the blog. And we're going to be talking also about a prophetic vision. It was like a drision, really. I mean, when you hear Brother John Kilpatrick talk about, you know, that it was such a tragic quake happening on the face of the earth. And we're going to tell you some details about that, his teeth were literally hitting together, hitting together. And just the fear of this whole thing just, you know, hit him so hard. And there's so many things we have to share with you. Listen, God is warning us. He's letting us know. But it's not, we can't stay in the state that we're in and expect us to keep our state. You know what I'm saying? We can't stay where we are. I mean, he's talking to us. He's not talking to the world. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, see, and heal their land. All of this is our Father talking to us. He is not talking to the world. He is not talking to, you know, those that have refused to follow him. And that he's talking to us because it's us, his ambassadors, that will go out and tell them that he loves them and has a plan for their life, and they will convert to his kingdom. And he would be their king. And so we are the ones in the key to advance in the kingdom of God. And so we talked about a lot of that. And you got to hear the first hour. If you didn't, you're also going to be able to hear it in the highlights. But on VFNTV.com, you know, you can hear every broadcast is available there for you. First and extra hour. Also available there is the highlights, which you can kind of go to a particular area that you want to hear. You can also hear it on your application, whether it is an Android phone or an Apple phone or a mobile device right there. But I do want to say coming really soon is that you're going to have a category available at VFNTV.com where you can just go to just the wisdom moments, and then you'll have another category where you can go and listen to the original intent for America and all the things we've been sharing to you about the original intent of America. And then we're going to be able to have another category called the original intent of the church. And that way, you know, when you're sharing with your friends and you're trying to remember or hear everything that was said, you can go right to those areas and a couple more. So it's going to be categories that you're going to be able just to pull that out, because we share multiple things on each broadcast. But if you add them all up, all the words of moments of wisdom, I mean, you can share those. We have people that are posting them on their Facebook and sharing them with all their friends, and their friends are being encouraged, because, you know, wisdom without knowledge without wisdom is ignorance, right?
Right.
And so we need wisdom. If anything we need right now is wisdom. What do we do with all these storms that are going? What do we do when these alarms are being sounded? You know, and I do want to say this before we start getting back in and talking about, you know, the prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. You know, and we're talking about that today. And so we're talking about the prophetic warnings, and that God is fastening a storm. He was fastening a storm against Nineveh.
Right.
You know, Hebrews 12 says, consider hardship as discipline. He's treating your son as a son. Mm-hmm. You look at Romans chapter 1. He talks about, if you do this, then God says, I'll turn you over. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, then I'll turn you over to this. And if you do this, I'll turn you over to this. And it looks like we're being turned over progressively to those things, right?
Right, right.
And you can find that on VFNTV.com. It's called, you know, Is America Under Judgment? You know, look at the evidence and find out for yourself. Just look at the evidence and find out for yourself. Prudent preparation is available, I think, right now for all subscribers. Subscription is free. You can subscribe at VFNTV.com, or you can text on your phone, text VFN, that's a V Victor, V as in Victor, VFNTV to the number 22828. Text VFNTV to the number 22828, and just follow a little simple process right there, and you'll be registered and ready to go. And you can have access to all this. We want you to have it. You know, we've got to be able to kind of connect and get that to you. And that's how we do that right there. But prudent preparation. Here you're hearing about all these storms. You're hearing these warnings. I mean, the sun's falling out of the sky. Tsunamis are coming on every occasion, right? A tsunami came in the middle of the United States, but it happened to be the land turned into water. You know, it became liquefied when the whole sky fell. Then you have, you know, Padishar and with you, where the sun fell and then a huge tsunami wave came. And then you have what Amber's word, my daughter's word, where the tsunami came out and you had the three different people that was going on. But there's so many other warnings that's happening right there. And one is, you know, Brother Kilpatrick of In His Presence Ministries. Also, you know, I worked under his ministry with him at Brownsville Assembly of God, and I love him and I love his family. And this is posted on brotherkilpatrick.org, his website, but also at the VFNTV blog. And on the blog, I want to say this first. I mean, all these things are happening. One of the consequences that we're seeing is job loss and home loss. Remember that God says, I will bless the work of your hands, but don't forget me. He says, I'll give you houses that you didn't build, but don't forget me. What does that mean? When we start forgetting him, we start losing work. Mm-hmm. We start losing our homes. And there is something that I got a chance to share with yesterday on yesterday's program, and is available for you in highlights, but it's also available for you at the VFNTV blog. And I'm looking at the blog right now, and it was shared on June 21st, and it's called God Will Take Care of You. And I'm talking about in that how God, you know, took me on a journey from being a sheriff's deputy, where I wasn't making enough money at the time, to be able to continue to have my oldest daughter in private school. And so I left working almost a 10-year career with the sheriff's department, which is my career, to go into another company. And I was making really good money doing that. But then I found out that the company didn't have integrity and it was taking advantage of its customers. And so that left me without my career job, without the money-making job, because I just said, I'm not going to do it. But I just trusted God. And God brought me a business. Mm-hmm. It brought me a business, and it was very significant about it. So you got to hear that. You need to hear that. You need to share that with your friends, ones that are having to make tough decisions, because it's not time right now that when you're suffering and you need a job, that you just go work for somebody who's actually messing someone over. You cannot. This is not a time for the church to say, well, I need money. I know they're doing wrong, but this is my job. No, it's time for you to switch your job. Mm-hmm. Maybe start your own business. We were still Americans. That's the American dream. And I was looking for a job, and I was actually looking for a business at the same time. So I was doing both. I was making a job out of getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, put 40 hours into getting a job. You know, don't just sit there and call a couple of people and then go watch TV. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and poverty will overtake you like a bandit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to stay active and realize that if you're trusting God, and this will build your faith. When you listen, it'll build your faith, realizing that, you know, God can just, he brought me a business. And with that, you know, a lot of good things happened, and I was able to provide for my family. And I had a lot of freedom being a business owner, able to do a lot of things that God. So you got to go to the blog, and you can find that at VFNTV.com. Click on the blog there. It'll carry you right to the VFNTV blog. And it's called God Will Take Care of You, How God Bless It's me. How God blessed me with a business. That's on June 21st. You'll see that on the blog. Well, we are talking about, you know, sounding the alarm, you know, sounding the alarm that God does nothing unless he tells his prophets first. Think about it. Here's Jonah. Jonah did not like Ninevites. He didn't like them. He had all these mindsets about them. They were totally disrespectful to the things of God. They were unholy. They were in all these different sins. And he was right. In one sense of saying, well, you don't need to hang around with them because they're not hanging with God, you know, because bad company corrupts good character. Mm-hmm. He was right in saying, hey, their doom is near because God's not going to tolerate it anymore. Because mm-hmm. when God talked to Jonah, he said, listen, I'm fixing to take this city out called Nineveh. But he was wrong in thinking that God didn't love the Ninevites.
Right.
I mean, this is what he tells them. He says, listen, you know, they can't tell their left hand from the right. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, think about it. God said this. He says, should I not be concerned?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are you, Jonah? Should I not be concerned about them? They can't tell their left hand from their right. And so it's not for us to figure in our own finite minds why God loves people that don't love him at the time.
Mm.
But he knows that they have a chance. And so Jonah went reluctantly after, you know, have our fish sandwich. After a seaweed wrap,
right,
you know,
he
went to the spa, and then he went and and went and told them about this. He told them, he said, listen, here's the warning. The warning's coming. I'm going to sound the alarm. And you know, inside him, mm-hmm. he based on what he's talking about,
because
mm-hmm. you know, he was hoping they didn't listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me get this out of the way.
Right.
Yada, yada. God's going to knock you off. You're all bad. Da, da, da. You know, whatever. If you don't repent. And to his surprise, the love of God met a repented people.
Mm-hmm.
And God, who fashioned a storm, it was going to destroy Nineveh from the face of the earth, that before Jonah's very eyes, his worst nightmare came to pass.
Right.
That not everybody repented, even the cattle fasted. They put like muzzles on the cattle.
Right.
And turned to God and humbled themselves. And God heard and God changed their plan, mm-hmm. his plans.
That's right.
So don't tell me that that's not true. God, the storm is to turn us to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And for 40 years, you know, the Ninevites, you know, did what was right
mm-hmm.
because one man warned them. And what we're telling you right now, there's a lot of people warning and saying, but take it as a warning. Don't take it as like, oh, that's cool. And be like the ones in Amber's prophetic dream where people just went out and looked at the storm. You looked at the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's like, oh my goodness, what? Check yourself and see if you're in the faith. Find out if you're abiding with God. If you're not abiding with God, you're not hearing what God is saying. You know, mm-hmm. hear what the Spirit says to the church. And if you don't know how to, it's not about a Bible study. It's like John talks. It's not about reading somebody's commentary. It's not about reading somebody's sermon notes. It's about you talking with Jesus and Jesus talking with you. Mm-hmm. Go to iabide.org and request your free simple plan to do it, and it will help you, and there's wonderful things there to be able to encourage you in that. Well, in this, and you can see the whole dream and vision on VFN TV blog with Brother Kilpatrick, but it basically, all of a sudden, he was standing, and then the earth started shaking, an earthquake, and in this earthquake, it was shaking so much, Pat,
mm-hmm.
that the top plate of his teeth was hitting the bottom mm-hmm. plate of his teeth. So imagine it's like, bam, 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 bam. And then all of a sudden, of course, then you're just like, you know, terrified. Oh my goodness. And you start running. And of all the places, they ran through a school. Mm-hmm. You think about it. What did Jesus deal with the most? The teachers. What were they teaching? You're teaching my people your traditions, your philosophies, while you're setting aside my commands, right?
Right.
And he runs through the school and their schoolhouse, and you know, and it's just horrific, shaking all over the place, and then the next day, and he's out of the dream now, and he leans against his car for a moment or something in a parking lot, and it's almost like he has a vision, and he revisits that very same thing again, and he walked around for a couple of days and maybe longer than that, and he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where it's like you're in it. It's not versus a dream, you know, a vision. You're like, you're in it and you're moving around and it's happening to you and that type of thing. And he was shaken, you know, for quite some time, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, about that. And then two or three different cities, Spanish names were spoken to him. And you look where these connect, they connect with the Madrid fault line. Yeah, Madrid fault line, which is like right down to pretty much the Mississippi and Tennessee and all that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just be horrific. And that it was such a huge crack. I don't know if it was his word, but the crack was so huge that all the bridges in the Mississippi and all that. Mm-hmm. It split. The Mississippi split so wide that the bridges weren't there anymore. You had to fly over to get to the other side.
Right.
And, you know, America's divided. It's divided on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the truth is the church is divided. Marriages are divided. Families are divided. The nation's divided. And this mm-hmm. is what the creator of the universe said through his son, Jesus Christ, because he said nothing unless he heard the Father say it or do it. He said anything. Everything divided
will fall.
A nation, a kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our home,
mm-hmm.
it just falls.
That's right.
You can't live in a state of division and think it's going to last. God says it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to get united. We're going to have to come together. And sometimes you can't unite with that which does not want to unite with God. I mean, you're going to have to unite. You're going to have to find somebody who's in agreement with God and give people the chance to be in agreement with God. But once they tell you, no, I don't want to hear what God has to say. I don't want to hear about any prophetic dreams or visions. I don't want to hear about all that kind of stuff. Say, well, dude, you know, or do that. Depends what you're talking to. Later, man. He said, you know, that's between you and God, but I'm going to follow God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, you prepare. And this is another warning. You know, like we said yesterday with Chuck Pierce, the warning with the earthquake in Washington D.C. That was a sign letting us know that prophetically spoken was Chuck Pierce, and this is on the VFN TV blog, that the governments of the world are locked up. They're just kind of stuck, and they really are stuck. You're thinking like, what's really going on? And they are actually stuck because the church is stuck. The church is a religious spirit over the church. And that's what was over, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they just set aside God's commands for their traditions and all. And a religious spirit is that you know, works mentality. And you're, even though it's not in the Word of God, it's not in the Bible, everything comes about that thing. That stuff, you know, and it's not about Jesus and it's simple words that people aren't encouraged to go, you know, read the Word of God, talk to God, listen to God, do what God says, you know?
Right.
And they don't are encouraged to go and verify what's being said with the Word of God. And it's just an itching ear moment right now. But the sad thing is that we're going to be itching our ears with no air conditioner soon if we don't wake up.
Yeah.
Things are about to change. And so that's another prophetic warning that's taking place right there. You can see that actually on the VFN TV blog. We have some serious things we're going to share with you in the near future. We don't have a piece just yet, but God has spoken to us about our current president. He showed us some very specific things, and And we've been praying for him, I guess, thousands of hours now since then. I mean, we did originally, but then when God showed us some things, you know, that you know, we always perceive this. Pat, this is what, you know, but, you know, if you don't, you know, you got to listen to Original Ten of America. You got to go back and listen to those because you know, this is a government that's been designed by the people and for the people, which means you have to get involved in it. You can't just sit back and let it happen. And if we sit back and let it happen, we just think, you know, that people, one man just goes, you know, hey, I want to run for president. I want to run for congressman or senator. And he just goes for it. Mm-hmm. But there's also another way, sort of like President Woodrow Wilson, where, you know, he wasn't even thinking about running for president, but somebody that had an idea, what they wanted, the direction of the country to go. They thought big government was the key. They thought that, you know, the Federal Reserve came out of Woodrow Wilson stuff, and the League of Nations, which eventually became the United Nations, and after World War II came from his administration. I mean, a lot of things, you know, came during that time. But he was chosen; he was set up to be president. And so, what we're going to share with you is that we're supposed to be praying for our president and his wife and his family. And that, you know, people can get behind you as a political candidate and you don't really realize, you know, what's in their heart or what their motives are, you know, and you sell out. You're thinking, I got to have votes, you know, I got to have people behind me. I got to have the finances to run for office and these different things. And so they start getting people behind them and they say, well, I got to have this. And so, and that's just for every candidate running. They got to really think about it. You know, I got to know the motives of these people's hearts. And if I'm going to put them, and so you can be set up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk to you how the Lord spoke very specifically to someone. We're going to have them on VFN radio so you can hear this. And that we believe that God is showing us from day one that just like Woodrow Wilson, that, you know, Woodrow Wilson was actually chosen first by people who had an agenda, and then Woodrow Wilson made a choice to run for president. Well, run for governor and of New Jersey, and then he ran for president. And he happened to be a real good speech giver. I mean, he was a professor, and when he finished giving his lesson plans, his class would stand up and applaud him.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he had that ability to deliver a...
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is
so
interesting.
I believe what we're going to share with you is going to give you a lot more empathy for those in authority. It's definitely going to give you some empathy for our president and his family and help you focus your prayers for him. Realize that we talked yesterday that, you know, God holds the king's hearts in his hand. He directs them like an ocean. You need to go back and listen to that. Mm-hmm. And we need to begin to pray to the God who's holding his heart and every leader's heart in his hand. And get our lives right with him so that things happen well with the heart of our leaders.
Right.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow. Yesterday, you can actually find that out on highlights. You're going to be really, I think you're really going to be kind of surprised, but we need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. And we believe that God has shared that with us. And we're waiting for the moment to be able to share that with you. But the biggest thing we're here telling you right now, you need to be prepared. You know, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. But the simple keeps going and suffers for it. Something as simple as preparation. And we have, for all VFN TV subscribers, it's a free subscription. You go to VFNTV.com. You can subscribe. And you know, we just begin to ponder the question. I mean, some of the questions we ponder, which is, you know, I have a different viewpoint probably than somebody who hasn't been in law enforcement before. But you think about it that, when you're having trouble, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, that's the police officers. You know, police officers are called peace officers, by the way, first. And then we're called bobbies, you know, over in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something. The bobbies are here. And then, so begin to ponder some things. We got to begin to think outside the box. You know, so many people are trying to save America, and they're trying to save things, but our heart is this: we want to save the church.
Right.
You know, we want to wake up a sleeping giant. We want more Christians knocking on doors and building relationships than Mormons and Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We want people to stand up and say, you know, I'm going to build a manger scene right smack dab in my yard, even if the wind flattens it out.
Right.
I'll never forget. It's like, I want a manger scene. I want a manger scene in my front yard. I'm going to put a manger scene right there, you know. And I just quickly got some stuff and built some stuff and all that stuff. And I appreciate, you know, Pat is helping me out with that and getting it all. And it just looked really, really good. And then the wind came.
It was a hurricane.
Was it a hurricane? Was it really a hurricane?
It was bad. It was a bad storm.
Oh, you're trying to justify your building practices.
It was a bad storm.
All I got to say is Mary got bent in two. The thing flattened Mary out and Joseph. The Jesus was smashed with a 4x4. It was tragic. It was tragic, man. It was the adversary.
Yeah.
And so you go out there and it's like, oh my gosh, what happened to Mary? What happened to Joseph? The baby Jesus. And it just kind of flattened out. And that was so funny. And so Mary wasn't bent over like that. That was another story in the Bible, but you know, she has an issue. She's bent over with an infirmity from the
I'll use hurricane clutch next time.
Yeah, from the stable. That was a massive hurricane in December. Anyway, so just be prepared. So we begin to ponder, you know, ponder this. Just ponder it. It's not wrong. You know, when I was a police officer, and those that are police officers can relate to this, and those that are in the military can relate to this, you know, you practice scenarios. You practice scenarios that you imagine if this happens. And then what would you do? How would you react? And that's how a prudent person prepares. You know, I mean, if you see a hurricane coming, I remember Steve Hill with the Brownsville Revival, the hurricane's coming, you know, power God is moving just powerfully. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just awesome what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so here's the hurricane coming. And so he goes out there as a big man of faith, you know, mm-hmm. and he goes out there on the Gulf of Mexico and these winds, you know, kind of stirring up and the hurricane's coming. And he holds his hands out and he says, I rebuke you, wind or storm or something. Then a big, huge wind goes whoosh. He runs and jumps in his car and takes off. And goes back. You know, and you just prepare for that. You know, mm-hmm. we're used to preparing for storms, you know, in the Gulf Coast region that when hurricanes come, we put like boards or shutters over the windows and some sandbags up. We think about how we build our houses. Some houses, they were built up on stilts, yeah, pylons, so it's up high, so the flood. I mean, it's called wisdom. It's a prudent person that's preparing for mm-hmm. possible danger. But in law enforcement, I would go in my district, whatever my district was, and I would drive by, and I would look at a store. And I would imagine, okay, this store is being robbed. And then I would think, what would I do? And a lot of stores, of course, I'm talking about look at little 7-Eleven, Magic Markets, well, I don't know what they call them, all over the place. And so they normally have windows all the way across the front.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to imagine, you can't just go pull up. Oh, it's being robbed. We got somebody at gunpoint. Let me just pull up right in front of the store.
Right.
You know, and then get shot. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they shoot at the officer first. I don't know. What is that? What is that?
I don't know. Why is that?
And when I got in a restaurant, I used to always sit with my back to the wall when I came in there. I had a friend of mine, was an officer, Tony. I'm not going to say his last name. But Tony was eating with Russ,
mm-hmm.
and they were coming out of this particular restaurant. And this you know, legion showed up. This crazy, right. crazy dude, and they grabbed Tony. At that time, Tony was a small man, and picked Tony up in uniform mm-hmm. and threw him like over the register.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's not good after you had hot sauce and barbecue, right?
Oh no!
But Russ was there. You know, Russ is yeah, he's huge. He handled that. Well, he's
a big guy.
Yeah, he's big bone. And then and then he handled the dude and all that kind of stuff. And then we had some great stories to talk about in the muster. Mm-hmm. But you got to imagine that. You go in there and you sit with your back against the wall because if they come in to rob that restaurant, they're going to shoot the man with the gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And so as a police officer, you'd always sit with your back against the wall. And if you had to eat with your partner or something, you know, your partner was looking out for you, and he would say something like, hey, there's somebody about to shoot us. You know, they would say something.
Yeah.
Well, then I would look at the store, and I would just begin to visualize. Okay, then I would come in on the back side of the store. I would stand behind the dumpster. You know, I would get visual of where the clerk is, and that's called prudent preparation because stores get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we begin to think about in the context of, you know, as a Christian, you know, it's important. And you know, I wasn't a Christian when I was a police officer for the first part of my career in law enforcement, but while I was a police officer, and you can find out about that, how that happened, at meetmyfather.org. But I got saved when I was on a midnight shift, which is amazing. So,
yeah, right.
And God just called my name. It was powerful. But when I was a Christian officer and I would show up at a Christian's home, they had no problem me standing up and defending them. Mm-hmm. They would go, "There he is right there. Get him." And, you know, we'd take him down, cuff him up, or her down and cuff him up, and we'd take him to jail. There was no problem in the Christian mentality and thinking about it's good for law enforcement to be around to protect us, to keep people from breaking into our homes. Now, here's the other question. When the hurricanes hit in New Orleans, the police officers had a question to ask themselves. They had asked themselves, am I going to go take care of my family who is in this hurricane, or am I going to stay out here on these flooded streets where people are robbing stores? One of those people was the police. Anyway, so,
yeah, right.
And many of them just left. And so there was no law enforcement because they have families too. I mean, if there's something happening bad in your community, you know, and if the officer wasn't prudent in preparing for his or her family to be able to take care of them, they're going to be caught in a dilemma. They're human beings. They have a right to protect their family. And they may have to go to their family first and make sure they're okay, which means you're going to be alone with the condition that previously that you had a law enforcement officer to be able to be there with you because he or she had to go check on their kids and get them out of school and that type of thing. And by the way, if in fact you are friends with any law enforcement and anything happens in our country, you know, talk to that officer and say, "Is there any way that I can help you? Because I know if a storm hits, if something hits that's tragic in our country, you're going to be one of the first responders out there, including EMTs and firefighters, and talk to them about how you can help them out because their kids may be getting off the bus in about 15 minutes. At the same time, they have something going on in the city, and you could say, I will get your kids. Mm-hmm. I will make sure your kids are right. You can call me to see if your kids are right." I mean, simple things like that. It's time for America to be there for each other.
Right.
Definitely it's time for the church to wake up and be a light in the midst of all this. So what I'm getting at is, nobody had any problem with me showing up with a gun, with a taser, with a nightstick, which is PR-24 type thing, a police car that had a cage basically in it, and keeping a criminal from hurting them or breaking into their property. Now, this is the question you have to ask yourself as a Christian. The Second Amendment allows you, as a citizen of America, the right to bear arms. So just like that officer, you know, if you're not a convicted felon, you can actually bear arms. And it's not just for hunting, you know. I encourage you, if you haven't become a member of the NRA, become a member of the NRA. It costs like $20 a year, but they educate you on the Second Amendment rights. It is the most intense organization that's ever been about a particular amendment. We need somebody to focus on the First Amendment the same way. But the Second Amendment, and you have the right to bear arms and to protect yourself, and so here you are. You know, what are you going to prepare? You know, what do you do as a Christian? Because then you have, you know, you got to ponder personally. You need to begin to make a decision, and it talks about more things than just this. But it's just some of the thoughts about that. That you know, am I going to let my family? You know, I think about the Father's hand in Haiti. And I think about the Lashbrooks, you know, think about Keith and Cindy and what they were going through down there, because they had somebody that broke into their orphanage in Haiti, and they were robbing them, trying to rob them. They were attacking their children. They put their throat on Keith's son's on Keith's son's throat, Daniel, which, you know, I hadn't got a chance to spend any personal time with Daniel, but Jared did, my son. He spent, you know, time down in Haiti, and he seems to be a real cool dude. I really like to meet him. And I do have spent time with Keith and Cindy. Anyway, so here, you know, here's this man. He has a family. He has a ministry. He has a home in Haiti, and they're robbing them. They got him at gunpoint. They're abusing them, you know, and you have to ask the question, what do you do? Do you turn the other cheek? You know, if they come in and punch your wife on one side of the cheek, do you say, "Honey, turn the other cheek"? Yeah, man. You got to think about it. What do you do? What do you do? And Ecclesiastes says, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time for certain things, seasons for things. And the Christians that came to America and fought for America, it was gruesome what happened to be able to have the freedom that we have today. Our troops that fight for our freedom and maintain freedom in different places around the world, it's gruesome some of the things they have to go through and the prices that families have to pay. It was no problem for us as Christians when a Christian officer would show up, or a non-Christian officer, but just say a Christian officer, that he would pull his gun or pull his weapon out and he would say stop and arrest people. So think about it. You got to ponder this. Is it okay? Is it okay? And you're the only one that can answer this, and you got to go how God is leading you, and you need to educate your family and your friends how you're going to pursue that. But according to the Second Amendment, it is legal for you to possess firearms, to protect yourself and to defend yourself. Every state, and there's a lot of states and other nations that are hearing us right now, but in every state has their own laws, you know, what you can do and what you can't do. And you need to find out what those laws are and abide by those laws, but understand that you have a right to protect yourself. You have a right to protect your family, and you got to find out, what are you going to do that? You know, what effort, what energy are you going to put forth to do that? Are you just going to say, listen, you know, if the hurricane comes, we're not going to board the windows. If the flood comes, we're going to put anchors on our feet to make sure we drown. Yeah. You know, if my wife gets punched on one side of her face, I'm going to tell her, honey, turn the other cheek. I mean, and I don't believe that's what the Lord will say in the context of that, because the first time he sent his disciples out, he sent them out and says, take nothing for your journey. But once he taught them and they understood that he would be there for them, he sends them out again. He says, this time, take your coat, sell it, and buy a sword. In other words, arm yourself.
Right.
You know, and it's not wrong to defend yourself. But I remember one Christian officer, he was a trooper, and he was on the interstate. That's a real tough, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, pulling people over. And this guy was reaching in his glove box. He had a gun in the glove box. And he said, don't do it. He's from Georgia. He's like, son, don't you pull that gun out. He goes, I'm going to do it. He says, don't do it, son, don't do it. He goes, something else. And the guy, officer goes, do you know Jesus? If you don't, you're about to meet him. So he was witnessing in the context of exercising his authority, right? You know, two evangelists, you know, one to win you and one to sin you. I want to encourage you. These are serious thoughts, because we lived in such a blessed land that, you know, you could just send your kid to the store at one time. There was not a big deal that would happen. But now you have people that are getting nervous. They're getting scared. They're losing their jobs. I mean, we have a huge entitlement type provision that's happening in this country. So some people have never, ever, 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 ever got a job. They've never worked, and they were dependent on something coming in every month. And if that stops coming, you know, what are we going to do with that? What are we going to do if all of a sudden that month's check does not come? Yeah, that's huge. I mean, what are we going to do? Because a lot of places that are dependent on that kind of a bondage, I believe that the enemies use that to put them in bondage. And our desire is to empower them and to show them that they can have their own business and they can be set free. We've seen that. I know somebody right now, I'm thinking about that. They were in that predicament, and I told them, I said, listen, you're going to have to cut that off to be able to trust God and go. And it was a big thing for that person. And they cut it off, and immediately God blessed them with their own house.
Yeah.
And it blessed them with so many wonderful things. And even a brand new house later on at half the price.
Half price.
And God gave me a dream and sent me to a meeting I never would have went to and reminded me of the dream. And I brought up the word of God, what God was saying. And they literally built a house for this man for half the price, just so that he can move in it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
But he first had to cut off the bondage.
That's right.
In a government support. No, it's not wrong. It's not what I'm saying. But they're telling you that you cannot go out and make more than this amount of money if it's not a stepping place where you can, it carries you for a season. It just, you know, or it says you can't be married. You can only be a single mother. And that promulgates, you know, single parenthood, because if she marries, then she can't have this kind of support. That's bondage. You should be able to be normal, and it should be there to help you out and empower you to be all that you can be out there. But what's going to happen when these things stop? You know, what's going to happen when somebody can't afford their power bill? You know, immediately when the heat waves come in, you know, we have to really watch out for the elderly, because they cannot handle a lot of heat. Well, if there's no electricity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things to think about. So prudent preparation is available. Prudent preparation is available for you as a VFN TV subscriber. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe. You will see some parts of VFN TV that are available for you right now. You don't have to be a subscriber. But there's so many things back there, such as, you know, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. You got to get a perspective. That you're going to be blown away when you find out what's really going on. So if you watch that first or listen to that first, when we release this word of knowledge and this prophetic word about our leader and how we have to be, as the church, we have to understand that God is fashioning a plan. God loves Nineveh, and that he's just we got you got to we'll just release that at a specific time. It's very important the timings that we release that. But and it's really neat. I get a chance to be able to sound the alarm. I sound the alarm. You have the opportunity. You know, the person, a prudent man, sees danger. It prepares for it. But the simple just keeps going and suffers for it. Listen, why suffer? Think about it. Why suffer? Why not just go ahead and just begin to ponder the idea of preparing for it? We'll be right back in a moment.
You know, Greg, what's so encouraging about abiding is that you can have your own experience with the Lord. You know, many people out there right now, and they're trying, and they really want to hear and learn something from God, but they're reading devotionals.
Yeah.
That's another person's abiding experience. That's what God told someone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's good news, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go to iabide.org, and you can follow a simple plan where you can hear God directly speak to you. Is that amazing?
Well, think about it. Their personal abiding experience was so powerful. You might be reading about their personal abiding experience today, calling it a devotional, and it is affecting you some way. You're actually eating another man's groceries. Do you know that God has food for you? Taste and see the Lord is good. Do you know that He has more than enough? He wants a personal abiding relationship with you. And you can find out more about that, just like you said, John, at iabide.org. You know, you write your own devotionals. When you start abiding with God, we have 8-year-olds that are writing their own devotionals. And they're just it's their own personal time with God, and they're writing it down, and it's a powerful encounter. Nobody can take that from them.
Fresh bread. Fresh manna daily.
Oh, my goodness. iabide.org. You know, I want to encourage you that, you know, obviously VFN Radio is available for anybody in the world, as our listeners around the world are listening now and throughout America. Also, that the VFN TV is available for anybody and everybody. But there's actually more available for those who subscribe for free. You can actually subscribe to VFN TV at VFNTV.com. Or you actually can text to subscribe, John. You text VFN TV, that's a V as in Victor, VFN TV to 22828. That's text VFN TV to 22828. And you do that, and it'll just walk you through a little small little process, and you're registered, you're ready to go, and you get back to teachings, this prophetic words, you know, some of the things that we're talking about now that's available for we want everybody to be able to get everything that the Lord is saying. But one of them is, you know, who are you calling good, which is very important, some of the teachings. Others is a prophetic words about what God's saying and teachings, because we've got to have perspectives. It's not just to know the news. It's what to do about the news that you know.
That's right.
So I want to encourage you today, if you have not yet become a subscriber, it's free. It's free. So, you know, subscribe at VFNTV.com and click on subscribe. Or you can text us to subscribe. Text VFNTV at 222-828. That's VFNTV to 222-828. You know, how to use a Band-Aid. Remember how to use a Band-Aid. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aid.
Yeah, very familiar with Band-Aids.
Stuck on me. And what you do, if you had a Band-Aid that you had to put on your arm or something like that, you know, when you put it on, it was no big problem. But remember when you would take it off, you know, you'd snatch it in a hurry, right?
Mm.
You know, because it's probably going to hurt, right?
Really bad.
Really. It depends on really how hairy you are, I guess.
Definitely.
Some people it hurts worse than others. And so you'd snatch it off in a hurry. It wasn't the fact that you're probably going to lose a couple, you know, hairs on your arm or something, but you would just snatch it because it'd be less pain. You put it really slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it would hurt, right? It's like one hair at a time ripping out of your skin. And so here I am the other day, You know, I'm, you know, I haven't put a Band-Aid on in I don't know how long, you know, and so I need to put a Band-Aid on. And I just put a Band-Aid on, and it was time to take the Band-Aid off. So just like you did as a kid, you know, I snatched up. I'm older now. Oh, my goodness. I snatched that puppy off, and a little piece of my skin came with a Band-Aid.
Oh, no.
It was horrific. I'm thinking, I'm dying. I'm
now you need another one.
I refuse. It was like a little small piece. It's like, ow, you know? And it was like the part that the Band-Aid I put on, that's totally fine. But where the sticker part was,
oh my God.
It took a little piece. I'm like, I'm old. My skin came off with a Band-Aid. Forget
that's
the
head. Bad.
It was very bad, you know? Oh, so I need prayer for my skin. Oh, my goodness.
Getting old.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's the first thing I thought about. You know, you get older, your skin's kind of loose on your body. Well, I wouldn't know that. I guess now I do. And I remember when you're your grandfather.
I was thinking of the same thing. When
your grandfather
said that.
Got in Iraq. And,
yeah.
Oh, if you could have got a chance, those in the audience, you got a chance to meet his grandfather. He's just a real, real cool man. And he got in Iraq, and his skin. Imagine rolling your sleeve up on your arm. Mm-hmm. He had long sleeve shirts on. That his skin rolled up. Mm-hmm. You know, and they pulled it back down and sewed it on us. But skin, your skin. You don't. If you don't know this yet, when you get older, mm-hmm. you know, your skin's kind of a little bit
brittle.
Brittle, and so I was like, oh my goodness, that was not the soft part, it's the part, it's just, I need another Band-Aid, but I'm not brave enough to put another Band-Aid on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will just live through this pain.
I'll just die.
I'll just die first, you know, and Donna came and doctored it up for me, you know, and I'm like, my goodness gracious, so watch out, don't watch out just for the place that you're going to cover up, it's going to be healed. Watch out for the other part of the Band-Aid. I mean, that's a culprit. That is a culprit. You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton. My goodness, man, we are just time is flying as we're talking about what God has been speaking to us over the seasons and preparing us. VFN Radio is so about, you know, what we are. Mm-hmm. You know, about and how to get this to you. And listen to this, because it's available under highlights, because it's available on the VFN TV blog, you can send this into your Facebook to your family and your friends. You know, we believe that America is a byproduct of Christians who sought out a land to be able to worship God, and in due season, it progressed into the United States of America, and you can tell that when you read the Constitution of the United States, when you read the Federalist Papers that they wrote back and forth to each other before they actually formed this, and the standing of our founding fathers and what they stood for. And but the documents alone, the very First Amendment says, don't mess with how we worship God. Mm-hmm. Because they came from the, you know, Church of England and the oppression that was happened there, the queen and the king. But the queen was just over the church because they merged the church and the government. Mm-hmm. And so to say, well, I don't believe that way because the government became one with the church, it's called treason to them. Mm-hmm. So they commit treason. It was treason, so they behead you.
Oh, wow.
They behead you. Can you imagine if people got beheaded for switching churches? Anyway, so the but that's where they came from. Listen, that's the reason why the First Amendment says that. It's like, don't mess with my relationship with God. There's no, the Congress, who is the one that's supposed to make laws, not the executive branch. The Congress shall make no law concerning the practice of religion, period, or the gathering of coming together, you know, gatherings of peace. And so that's something that we have a right to do, and it's written in the Constitution. It's time for us to really, you know, get up with that. And understand this, that this is a warning sign. This is like that alarm waking you up. And you can find out more about these, you know, at the VFN TV blog. They're posted there under Prophetic Words, Visions, and Dreams. But I want to talk about one other one, maybe another one. But there's also the Elijah storm, a storm fashioned by God that is available for you. Isn't that available to VFN on VFNTV.com?
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can listen to the Elijah Storm, and you start hearing everything. Everything has been spoken of, even to Mubarak being taken down from his office as president of Egypt. That was in there before all this happened. So mm-hmm. you can see that if all that part happened, then that's what God's doing. This is what's happening. It is not okay for us to empower the Muslim Brotherhood to be able to come against Israel. It's just not okay. It's something, let me tell you, not only that when the elections happened just recently in Egypt, which our president was instrumental in that taking place, and you can find out about that under, I think the message is Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. You can find out very specifically. You actually hear our president's speech. I believe you actually can hear it, him actually giving it, his own words, mm-hmm. speaking in Cairo, his first international speech outside of America when he first became president. Remember, he went to Cairo mm-hmm. University, and what he said, and who was there was 8 members of the Bandit Muslim Brotherhood, but Mubarak was not there. Now Mubarak is in prison. Mm-hmm. And mysteriously, now that the Muslim Brotherhood became president of Egypt, now somehow Mubarak took a little fall in jail. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying like he can't talk, and it's like, well, that was pretty coincidental. The very fact that day, it's like he knows something that you don't want them to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he could talk about what we're talking about more in detail. We're just knowing things prophetically and what God is letting us know. But Mubarak, now all of a sudden is, you know, he had a little spill and he's in jail at the very same time, Pat, the very same time mm-hmm. that the new president, which is of the Muslim Brotherhood, becomes president.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, we got to pay attention. You know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge of anything that tells us. And another thing, too, when you hear Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, you're going to hear what the Muslim Brotherhood stands for. You're going to hear what their value system is, what their goal is. I mean, every bit of that. You're going to be so informed. I remember one of our listeners was listening, watching it or listening to it. I think you can do both, but it was watching it probably. And they were like, I can't believe that I supported that man, you know. But you have to understand that you know, it's sometimes it's the people that are actually behind you that are doing these things. And, you know, it's not you doing them. You know what I'm saying? It's people using your office. And that's what we really truly believe that, and we'll be sharing, as I said earlier, we'll be sharing some of those things in the future. You need to pray for our president. Pray for President Obama. I mean, if the Lord says, you know, pray for those who persecute you, you know, who do harm to you. He also says, pray for those in authority over you that you have a peaceful life. Understand he holds that authority's heart in his hand, that he's not there by mistake, you know, and understand that if God can fashion a storm, and he does, against his people who are not listening to him, you know, he says, when I send locusts, when I bring these things against you, if you will humble yourself and pray and turn from, we always forget that part. You know, mm-hmm. God fashioned a storm against Israel, and that's right after he talks about the storm he fashioned, he says, if my people who are called by my name, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's that yeah. It's a storm thing. We got to understand that. And that it's a loving father bringing correction to his people. So you got to hear that. You got to subscribe. You got to hear that now. You can even hear it on your application as well. You know, it's time, too, to when you're pondering all of this, man, I can't believe how fast time flies. We got to continue to talk about this on Monday. We've got to continue to talk about this. But, when you read about the shrewd manager, you know, and Pat, if you can make this available to VFN TV subscribers as well, the shrewd manager, Jesus talks about this man. And this mm-hmm. man knew he was a prudent man. He was a prudent man because he says, my job is almost over here. My job is almost over. And, so he began to make decisions that he wouldn't have made before. And they were like, you think that the boss man would have been upset about the decisions that he made because he started cutting back on things that he normally charged full price for. He like cut them in half and did all these different things. And then his manager or the owner looks at him and he says, you know, you've been a very shrewd manager. He actually commended him for doing that. You know, when you live in a blessed land for a long time, you know, that you get stuck in these patterns. This is the way things always are, and this is what you do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you are about to be persecuted, when you, for example, imagine the Jews, you know, in Germany, when all of a sudden they're closing down their businesses, they're marching them to the ghettos, they're bringing them to the trains. You know, it don't, you just don't go, oh, yeah, it's time for us to listen, and it's, you know, that we're just going to follow them to the trains. No, it's time to be shrewd, and that's what a lot of them were able to hide diamonds and gold and different things. To protect themselves. They're able to pass messages back and forth. They had a lot of different things going on. And one of them, if you look, listen to Schindler's, watch Schindler's List. It's very powerful. He was a very shrewd businessman, started off, you know, with the wrong motives, but he fell in love with the Jewish people, and he began to rescue them. He was very shrewd about it. Mm-hmm. Anne Frank's diary, when you study Anne Frank and all the things that happened with Anne Frank, that was very shrewd how they hid out the Jews. You know, when you think about, you know, so many of them. And it's time for us to understand. We're going to have to be shrewd in how we handle things. You can't, it's not business as usual at a time like this when all these things are happening and will come upon the face of the earth and will come to America. I believe there's going to be a season that we're going to have to walk through because you notice people aren't listening too well. They're continuing on, like these are the simple people continue on and suffer for it. But you can prepare and understand God even wants those that aren't listening, those that right now are acting like Ninevites, he loves them. He cares about them. Even if they can't tell their left hand from the right, he loves them. And we should love them too. And we want to be able to win them over to him and let them know that he loves them. He'll forgive them. He'll restore them. And that's the message. We don't need to be like Jonah and running from our call. We just need to go. I mean, why end up swimming with whales? You know what I'm saying? Why have a, you know, a seaweed wrap and, you know, all that type of stuff? Just go. You know, mm-hmm. Just go. And think about it. If we quickly go, if we don't wait, if we just go and start telling people, and listen, if you're in a place of gathering that has nullified the word of God by setting aside the commands of God and setting aside for men's traditions and philosophies, you got to first bring it up and see if things can be worked out. And be open to it. But if they're not open to it, you're not going to be able to do this in that place. You just can't do it. You cannot be free to follow God when men's traditions are there because the word has been nullified. The same word, you could have two people standing by each other, and they can believe the very same word, but one of them will have power in what they're doing, and God will back it up and confirm his word. But the other one will just have a religious experience. They'll expound on it when they teach on it, but nothing happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's because it's been nullified by their tradition. They're set aside God's commands. And so there's power in God's word. There's power in it. You know, and anybody who's been around the Viet Thanh family and things, well, we just see, it's amazing some things that we've seen God do. And if you, in coming close to those that are walking with the Lord the best they can, you know, walking with God, that you'll find out that if you're trying to come to what God is doing from tradition, but you try to carry that tradition with you. You know, you got a bucket full of tradition and a bucket full of philosophies, and you're trying to bring that in and integrate that and what's going on. I mean, understand this. Jesus, God was repulsed by what the Pharisees were doing. It was evil to set aside what he expected for what they expected. It was evil to set aside his commands. He called them hypocrites. He called them all these different things, and he confronted leadership. And so it's not good to carry that. You're not going to be able to carry, you know, half of the tradition with you and two quarts of philosophy with you. Because what do we see? I mean, we literally see God, you know, hold that person and say, listen, and God will give people a chance. When you follow God, he'll give you a chance to let it go. I mean, he loves you. And he wants you to make it, but you can't carry the bucket of sin with you. You can't carry the bucket of apostate with you. You can't carry the traditions and philosophies of men with you. You got to go for God. Just go for God. Mm-hmm. And we will have more about that. If you're interested in that, you go to the VFNfamily.org. Maybe you can find something you can relate to one of the VFN families. But there's people out there who are hearing from God and doing what God asks of us. So I want to encourage you. We come to the end of the extra hour. We're going to talk about this more on Monday morning. God bless. Have a beautiful day. And don't forget, this will loop all day long today. Don't forget also about the marathon weekend. All week's program will play 24/7 back-to-back marathon weekend from this week's broadcast. God bless, and I will see you on the radio Monday.